right, this one's really good. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I was wondering, what do you do with your ticket stubs after you go to a concert?
Two words, Patrick. Decoupage. You like that one, huh?
That was fitting.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. Happy Friday, Jim.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's nice. I like Friday. Always have. When it comes at the end of the week and all.
You don't like Mondays.
No. I never have.
Want to shoot the whole day down.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited about this.
Because
we have sort of a roundup of just really short listener correspondence.
It's great. We can kind of knock them out.
We're going to hear some music, some really good music that people have suggested for a variety of reasons,
really
responding
good.
To other episodes we have done. And there's some really good stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about this.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And why don't you read this tweet here we
sure.
got?
Gerald Szczesinski, man, one of our old friends.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we heard from Gerald. Gerald writes, tweets, I wanted to hear both of your fine gentlemen's picks for July before chiming in with the quote unquote new Joe Strummer. There's a triple album of outtakes coming out? Really? Check out the first release, London is Burning.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You didn't know this?
No.
I just found this out as well.
Wow.
And
this is the first I've heard.
All right. Let me play this and then I honestly can barely contain myself.
Okay.
London is burning, don't tell the queen. Somebody charged the speed garage in the burned down Bethnal Green. Piccadilly is shining like a reggae beat. Soon you're gonna be run down those burning streets. Come on, a century that's hardly on its feet. But if these bricks are there's a distant blue zone on a crowded street. The temperatures are rising. Can you feel the heat? Soon you're gonna be run down those burning streets. Come on, we're waiting for your flags to be unfurled. The news breaks early. So how should life be lived around the world?
Okay.
All right. Talk to me.
This makes me so happy and so sad at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of blown away by how good that is.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Like,
man.
In general, I will say I don't know how you feel about this. I'm not a huge fan of posthumous releases
right.
from
me
artists because my feeling is generally like if they didn't quite finish it, it's not really their vision, their work, the
totally
way they
agree.
Wanted it out in the world.
Right.
And somebody else is sort of mining this stuff for cash or whatever.
Yeah, totally agree.
And there are some exceptions. This might be one of those exceptions.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's really cool.
That it makes me wish we still had Joe Strummer in this world.
Yeah, I know.
Like if there's ever a time where we needed Joe Strummer
it's right now.
More, it's
yeah.
right now,
mm-hmm.
don't you think?
Totally agree, Jim. Well said.
Oh.
Yeah, well said.
Makes me excited for this set. So
yeah, thank you, Gerald.
So
triple
this,
album.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm looking at a release about this right now, and it says it's a compilation which features Strummer's solo work in addition to songs with the 101ers and the Mescaleros. And first recording Strummer made post-Clash with Mick Jones, and it all arrives September 28th.
Wow.
So there you go.
Hmm.
So this was an advanced single that Gerald caught on to.
It's amazing.
I didn't know what to expect, and I so love it. And it has that.
That's really
that
cool.
particular song has kind of a Mick Jones, you know, Big Audio Dynamite sort of quality
mm-hmm.
to it too,
yeah,
right?
The drum machine and the beats, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one of those I could listen to over and over.
Yeah, again. He was in a band after the 101ers.
He was. Yeah. All right. That's great. Thanks, Gerald. Thank you.
So good, man.
But man, where have you gone, Joe Strummer? It's so sad.
Rest in power, brother.
All right. What was the next one here?
I've lost Curtis my Ransom.
Way. Curtis Ransom.
Yeah, he had a Facebook comment. Now, I'll tell you, Jim, this is great because I love the song being covered here.
Okay, so let me read this. Facebook comment, Curtis Ransom. Hey, guys, check out this amazing I'm With Her live version of Vampire Weekend's mm-hmm. Hannah Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's referencing the supergroup.
That you interviewed.
Yeah, the sort of roots music supergroup that I interviewed called I'm With Her. And this is
so cool they're doing Vampire
Hannah
Weekend.
Hunt. And he sent a YouTube link, and I'm going to play that right now.
Great. And it gives me the greatest pleasure to introduce you to I'm With Her.
What do you think
totally
of that?
Totally amazing. Man, I love that. I really love that song, and I thought that was an incredible cover. That third Vampire Weekend album, Modern Vampires of the City,
uh-huh.
I think is totally underrated. Like,
okay.
Now I'm starting to get, like, people are listening to it.
Yeah.
Like, that's so good, man. Hannah Hunt is such a great song. The song opens with, "The gardener told me some plants move, but I did not believe it." I thought that was such a brilliant thing.
Yeah.
And then the song goes into a whole thing about a cross-country trip. Like you're literally moving spiritually from one place to another. That's such a brilliant song, man. Really beautiful the way they sing together, too. Picking the whole thing at the beginning.
Ever think of it as sort of a...
No, because
it's dressed... In that style?
No, it's dressed up, you know, a lot on the record with some beats and some swooshy, like Eno swooshes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
I mean, Vampire Weekend is sort of a Talking Heads-ish sort of band, you know?
A little bit. And those girls are so smart. What a great arrangement. Man, they're really talented arrangers.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's that version you can find on YouTube, and mm-hmm. that's from the radio show called Live From Here.
Oh, okay.
Which is the show that used to be Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And then after Garrison Keillor retired,
he
got
did.
Taken over by Chris Thiele mm-hmm. from Nickel Creek.
Right. That's right.
Nickel Creek. Yep. And then they rebranded it.
Sure.
So now it's called Live From Here.
Got it.
And so that's what that is. And, you know, if any of our listeners have, you know, any contacts, any, you know, juice, right?
So yeah, let us know, man.
This is the kind of thing I want to do.
Yeah, it'd be perfect for us.
I want to host like a, you know, this kind of like variety show thing where musicians come up, play songs and collaborate and sing covers and we talk to them and we have some funny little bits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like that seems like the logical next step, don't you think?
I think it'd be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to do that.
Now, apparently Vampire Weekend's got another album coming out, a fourth album. So we'll see. I don't know if it's happening or not, but it's like as widely anticipated as like the fourth Wingtip Slowed album.
Is that right? Is that right?
Not really. But that's coming out too.
And the other thing I want to say is, again, if you're a Spotify listener, not that we're, you know, not that they sponsor us or anything, but they also record, I'm With Her also recorded a live version of Hannah Hunt for like the Spotify sessions kind of thing. So you can find that on there too.
I'd love to listen
to
that.
Put it in your playlists or whatever.
Probably a little more studio-esque, which would be great.
Right.
Yep. Great arrangement. So it's worthwhile they did that,
yes,
I think.
Yes, absolutely. Very cool. All right. And then the next thing we got here is a tweet from Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This is, okay. Remember when we had the Coops? We had the Coops.
Oh, God.
Adam and Nicole. And they came out here. They drove all the way from.
There was Nicole, I remember.
Yeah,
and,
you remember. Yeah, right.
Who's the other?
There was one infinitely less interesting. Adam.
Yeah. Oh, Adam. That's right. That's right. Adam. Yeah, yeah. I keep forgetting. Yeah.
So
I knew there was, I knew she was married. I couldn't remember her husband's name.
And he
yeah.
was the one who said that, that's by the right. way. But anyway, yeah.
We tease because we love.
They drove something like 10, 11 hours and they hung out on the deck and we talked about music and they brought the ticket book.
That's
with all the tickets
so
of like all the shows they ever went to, all the ticket stubs.
Yeah. And we decorated Bibles with Skid Row. It's beautiful.
Some people sent us photos and so on of their own like ticket collections.
Oh, is that right? Cool. That's so great.
So Harris says he loved this so much. Here's a scan of all my ticket stubs starting in the late 80s. My first one is Jethro Tull in 1982. And then he says, I do have a 1985 Hall & Oates.
Yes, that was my tour. Yep.
Yeah, I think he's referencing the fact that I said that was my first concert. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I cherish 1987 REM the most.
Mm-hmm.
So many hand stamps are missing.
I know. You're never going to account for the hand stamps you got at the clubs. Yeah, right.
I like that. My favorite thing, I think I've said this before, I always like the idea that the hand stamp is just kind of sort of visible the next day.
Yeah.
You know, you take a shower, but you don't completely wash it off. So you have that little badge the next day at work.
That's right.
Whatever. Right. I went to a show last night.
Right. Yeah. Why are you so tired? Oh,
All right. So there you go. There's that.
Beautiful.
And then we got another one from Peter Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Great episode with the Coops. My brother and I have both saved all our tickets. He is more organized than me. Mine are in a drawer. He keeps a record on a
spreadsheet.
His kids also put them into a frame for his
wall.
That's
nice.
And that would be his
kids are doing something with
his brother Aaron.
Oh, Aaron Beth. Nice.
Yeah.
Peter Beth
was in Kiss.
Well, he's named after the song Beth by Peter Criss.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly my thought. Yeah. Oh, this is good. This is really good. This is my reference to my interview with Scott Carney from Wax Fan.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't you find that story just kind of amazing?
It was so great. He was a great talker, and it was so interesting the way that whole thing happened with American Dad and all that. It was so awesome.
Like, how does that happen?
I know.
So go back. If you haven't listened to that episode, I really recommend go back and listen
to
that.
It's so amazing. Yeah.
Find the Wax Fan interview part two in our feed. Because here's a guy who is, you know, he's in an indie band and he's just, you know, putting out music and hoping people like it, whatever. And then just
like, we're never making a living at this.
almost just by chance, like a TV writer discovers his band and really likes one of his songs and then writes a whole episode around a song and the song is in the episode. And how crazy is that?
Yeah.
Right. And so anyway, the, Facebook comment here from Kay Mallory says, my kids and I were watching the show. She's referencing American Dad. Or no, my kids were watching this show, American Dad. I walked through the room while Majestic, that's the song, was playing. It stopped me in my tracks. I immediately went to iTunes, found it, and bought it.
Amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah.
A cypher's eyes to the blind would be awful majestic. It would cause such surprise, it would make all of their minds electric. How could anyone tell them that some things are not what they seem? In such disbelief, I thought I was asleep when I met you. My heart liquefied and I sighed, oh, this must be a dream. By the gesture set the alarm in sleep, on through the dawn, don't remind me. I'd rather be dreaming of someone than living alone.
And then there's a reply on Kay's comment on Facebook from Craig Moore, and he said, "Is that Roger Waters? No. Well, this is awesome." That was his thoughts as he heard this, right? So it does.
That's cool.
The song does have that sort of Pink Floyd-ish really sort of quality to it.
Which is saying something. Yeah. I mean, that's a compliment for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's really funny.
So that's great. Thank you for those comments.
So two people were stopped in their tracks.
Yes.
Yeah, that we know.
Hearing Majestic.
But also a writer from American Dad, a producer, was also apparently stopped in his tracks.
I guess it's that kind of song.
I know. It's great. Really great. So yeah, thanks Kay, Peter Beth, Harris, Curtis, Gerald, everybody.
Everybody.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, so you can be like these people.
Ladies. Yeah.
You can, you know, some of these are Facebook and tweets. These are all Facebook and tweets, I think, today. Mm-hmm. So find those at Suburbs Pod, either on the Twitter or the Facebook or Instagram is another way to find us.
If you always wanted to be on a C-level podcast.
Here's your chance.
Here's your chance.
Any TV writers who want to be involved with our show, we'd love to have that. Any TV producers who want to produce our variety show. That's what we really want.
Saturday night variety show.
Yes.
There will be juggling.
Juggling on audio, that would have
that'd be different. Sorry,
it could be.
Yeah, we can work on that.
That actually might work really well.
First team to juggle audio on audio.
All right, but here's the other thing we'd like to emphasize. Speaking of audio, we would love you to call.
Please do.
612-440-1984.
People, pick up the phone, give us a call.
Patrick might answer.
Yeah, it's possible.
He probably won't. Mm-hmm. In which case, you leave a message on the answering machine.
Yeah, it's probably best. And I'll get back to you.
Then we play the message.
Yeah.
Later.
On the show.
We like that. We build a whole show around your audio.
Yeah, because we can feel you, hear you, people. That's what we want.
If you don't want to do that for whatever reason, if you'd rather type, you can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
That's fine.
Or, as we mentioned, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at suburbspod. There you go. All right. So with that, another week in the books.
Another week in the books. Yeah. The only other thing I thought recently about correspondence, Jim, what about a flaming arrow? If someone just sent a flaming arrow, maybe not to our house, but just to some location with a note tied to it. Who sent flaming arrows?
I think you're confusing two things.
Okay.
So let me...
Where were the flaming arrows?
What? I don't... So would a flaming arrow have a note? Wouldn't the note burn?
Maybe... If you're right, that wouldn't be a good idea.
But maybe, I don't know.
Maybe it's a warning. I don't know.
I could see an arrow with a note.
Yeah.
Like you shoot that.
But the flaming arrow, I don't know where that came from.
Wow, if you Google it, one of the first things that come up is how to make a flaming arrow. That's pretty scary.
It's scary. Yeah.
Flaming arrows in history.
And
ancient people did use flaming arrows. Oh, that was used to burn down wooden barricades.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. Let's.
But I think an arrow with a note, that was a thing.
I think it was. Yeah. Just to get your attention. You'd grab it really fast before their note. Because
it would usually fly. It would usually fly in and like just miss your head and hit a tree that you were standing next to, right?
And you'd run over and
pull the note off and you'd read the note. Yeah.
So let's scratch that off the table, folks. We'll look for another alternative. Yeah. Let's go back to the scroll.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Let's please.
All right, did we say this already? It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Welcome to Flaming Arrow 101. So, what we need are many things. We need our trick wick candles. So these are the blow it out and they relight candles. So fun at birthday parties. And also fun for flaming arrows. So inside each of these is a magnesium laced wick. And the magnesium burns extremely hot, which you need because the arrow travels fast enough that if you fire it with anything on there on fire, it blows it out immediately and doesn't relight again. So it doesn't have that nice dramatic effect. So the magnesium arrow relights over and over again and keeps it lit in flight and at the end.